Some other news now. House Republicans questioned Democratic governors for what are known as sanctuary immigration policies, which limit law enforcement cooperation with federal immigration officials. NPR's Brian Mann was listening in.
Congressman James Comer of Kentucky opened the hearing with a warning. He suggested blue state policies open the door to more migrants who bring crime and disorder while threatening U.S. sovereignty.
Sanctuary policies do not protect Americans. They protect criminal, illegal aliens.
Republicans condemned Democrats for policies allowing some migrants without legal status to access health care and send their children to public schools. Democrats on the committee offered a starkly different view, describing migrants and refugees as hard workers who contribute to community life in the U.S. while committing crimes at lower rates than American citizens. Congressman Stephen Lynch from Massachusetts said the real danger to public safety is President Trump's decision to deploy National Guard and Marine units in Los Angeles, despite objections by state officials.
And because of Trump, no American city or state is safe as he lays this groundwork to take his militarization playbook nationwide.
Witnesses at the hearing included Democratic governors Kathy Hochul of New York, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, and Tim Walz of Minnesota. Walz said even migrants without legal status are protected by the U.S. Constitution.
Everyone in America deserves due process, and that we live in a free country where people should not be locked up for exercising their basic constitutional rights.
Exchanges were frequently combative. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, a Republican of New York who's considering a run for governor, blasted the current governor, Kathy Hochul, for state policies limiting cooperation between local law enforcement and federal immigration agents. When Stefanik cited a number of high-profile cases in New York where migrants committed violent crimes, Hochul responded this way.
"These crimes are horrific.
Because of your sanctuary state policies.
In all of these cases, we would work with ICE to remove them.
You did not in this case. They are walking on the streets because of your policies.
The Democratic governors all said their states do cooperate actively with federal authorities in cases where migrants are accused of gang activity or other crimes. Brian Mann, NPR News.